Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Morning, Key.
Hey.
Going on? What's happened since yesterday, since we got off the air? Since our last Zoom yesterday at 4 in the afternoon, what's been going on in your life?
I got a little lighter.
little the sun wore off? Me too, unfortunately. It's supposed to be like 80 degrees.
Oh, I got Pat. I forgot Pat Costello was here. Never mind.
Get closer to the mic, man. Be a professional.
This guy, he extra producing me already at 6 a.m. in the morning, but it's all good. Yeah, nothing. He likes the energy early in the morning. Ah, yes. Pat.
Ever since Pat got that cop car, he's been acting more like a cop. You notice that? And it's a fresh whip.
Very,
don't get me wrong, Pat. I like the
very
car.
Very police-ish, right?
Yeah,
is
but
that
it looks like police. It's nice for sure. But Pat, I've noticed it's affected your attitude. Have you noticed this?
Yeah, license and registration, please.
See, anyone else notices?
But he sounds like it. Normally,
pull over.
License and registration, please. Oh, no. Everything's been good, man. The Lakers' playoff chances improved, I must say that. Right? Mm-hmm. Getting out of the play-in seems like a shoe-in. Mm-hmm. Ooh, see what I did? Oh, that was like a bar. Isn't that what y'all call it, Max? A bar.
Wait, why? I missed it. What was
you don't pay attention to nothing, man. I just said the Lakers play-in. Lakers got a shoe-in in the play-in or something I put together.
Play-in, shoe-in? No. I don't know.
That must have been Yates. He's working.
No, you're right there. You know why their odds got better is because of the Rudy Gobert thing. And
absolutely.
Not just Gobert, but the Jaden McDaniels. Like, what's going on with the Timberwolves that you have two self-inflicted wounds going into a do-or-die game, right?
Like what? Selfish players.
But McDaniels hits the wall, his hand, he's out, and Gobert, and this is what's crazy to me, Key. I guess I should applaud the Timberwolves for being consistent with their ethics, right, with their rules. It's, even if it's inconvenient for them, they're going to suspend the guy because he did the wrong thing, even
that's
if it's not a convenient time to suspend him. On the other hand, Key, if it was me, I have to admit it, you hit him in the chest. It wasn't a full force shot. You got a one game playing.
Remember what I said yesterday, though, Max. I said they were probably going to suspend him, not the league, but the team, because you can't do that. I understand they could scream and yell at each other all day long, right? They scream and yell at each other, no problem at all.
Yeah.
But then when you look at the punch, that's physical. I don't care if he hit him in the leg. I don't care if he missed.
Key, it was almost like a mush punch.
I understand.
Even barely a punch.
I understand, but it's the world is watching, so to speak. Kids are watching. You know, the screaming and the bickering and hollering, that's all the time on the sidelines. That's all the time on the bench. I mean, that's what you do. You back and forth with your teammates, back and forth with your coaches. But the moment that you raise your hands and you put your hands on somebody, it's gonna cause a certain situation, a certain uproar amongst the sports community. So, look, at the end, they did the right thing, I think, and suspended him for sure.
Well, you and the Timberwolves are better men than me because I got to be honest, even if it's the right – I think it's a borderline call, but if it's the right thing to do and I got a one-game play-in and now think about this. Without Jaden McDaniels, that's their best defender. Him and Gobert, that's the two best defenders on the team. You're already down one. You're playing the Lakers. You got one game to win or lose, and you got the guts to suspend your own guy. As I said, I guess I should tip my cap. But listen, this is what Gobert
tweeted. You got to have those guts. You got to have those guts, though, Max, because little Billy's watching.
Right. Little Billy. Forgot about little Billy. Emotions got the best of me today. I should not have reacted the way I did, regardless of what was said. I want to apologize to the fans, tweeted Gobert yesterday. The organization, and particularly to Kyle, who is someone I truly love and respect as a teammate. So, okay, I get it. Meantime,
yeah, if you are Draymond Green, right, mm-hmm. and you decided, okay, I'm going to sucker punch somebody or whatever.
Yeah.
It wasn't in front of thousands on top of thousands of people. It eventually got there because somebody got the video or whatever they did. But fights happen all the time in practice. You'd be surprised. I mean, I've seen them, Max. I've seen guys get sucker punched, and we coaches look, guys on the floor, move the drill up 10 yards. And
yeah,
then
and it's over.
It's over.
On, let's be realistic. And by the way, Draymond Jordan Poole is different. That was a Superman punch designed to land with force. It did. That's different than a dude. You could see Gobert wasn't really even aiming at his face.
See,
he was kind of aiming at the chest.
Now you're doing too much.
I am.
You know why you're doing
it.
Too much? Because this is not boxing, Max on boxing. This is you're breaking it down. You got the telestrator. You're trying to see the force. His back leg, he slipped. He didn't step into it. You're doing all
of
that.
But not only that, he's not really trying to punch him. He's aiming at his chest. Almost like Draymond Green hauled off to hurt somebody. Gobert just kind of got frustrated and impulsively kind of pushed someone almost.
You're breaking it
back.
Down too much, Max.
Yeah, doing too much.
Yeah, Max on boxing. Stop, man.
So, Key, but how about this one, all right? I agree. Listen, as I said, I cannot dispute their ethics. In fact, I would dispute my own, right? Because I get it. They're doing the right thing. But to me, it's a borderline case. So listen to this.
But they also believe, though, too, Max, they don't have a shot. Come on.
I guess so. You know what gives them the best shot?
Not a shot against the Lakers, but a shot to extend. It's almost like.
You're going to win a game for what?
Yeah, it's almost like the Mavericks situation. Like, what are we doing? You know? It's kind of what I think Minnesota was thinking.
Jaden McDaniels has played LeBron this season, has played against LeBron this season. Listen to this, Key. This is him and Gobert, their two best defenders. He and Gobert. LeBron is 3 of 15 from the floor this season with McDaniels as his closest defender. It's his worst field goal percentage against any defender in the NBA this season who's defended him at least 10 times, according to Second Spectrum. I mean, I'm down that guy already.
So now I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
How many games is that? And when did those games occur? And what was LeBron coming off injury? Was he coming off a 3-day trip? Like, what was – give me some context. Don't just give me some statistics.
But whatever the stats – whatever, you're right. You can contextualize and see, it doesn't mean he's going to get him in the playoffs like that.
Yeah.
But it's still better than everyone else. Like, there are guys like LeBron, KD, this one and that one. There's only so much you can do. But at least he gives you a better chance than other defenders, right? He's already gone. Now Gobert's gone. And the crazy thing is, this to me – puts pressure on the Lakers, Key, because they still got to go up against Ant Edwards. Anthony Edwards is...
As much as I like the Ant Man, I don't think it's enough pressure. I don't think he can apply enough pressure to this particular Laker healthy team.
Right, to win.
To win.
Yeah, but to me, that's what puts the pressure on the Lakers. You're right. Him and Karl Anthony Towns, you go, no. Where does the defense come from? But that's the point. Lakers got to win this game now. They can't, like, this is a game they must. It went. I mean, they had to win anyway, but because they're the 7, they could afford to lose one and win the next one. But at this point, down in their two best defenders, that to me, that's pressure. More pressure on them.
Do you consider this a playoff game?
Yeah. As soon as the season's over, it's a playoff game.
So this is a playoff game?
Yeah, man. Come on.
Okay.
Postseason.
All right. The reason I asked that question is because LeBron James had said in the past to miss the playoffs 2 consecutive years. That, you know, that's not up
his
alley.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
So is this really a playoff game? And what I was getting at is if they miss, for some reason they lose this, now he misses the playoffs in the real world.
Yeah, yeah.
Essentially, right?
You're right. No, you're right. Listen, Shanae Ogumike, ESPN basketball analyst, was on Fitz and Harry, the hit new show here on ESPN Radio. Listen to what she said about the key to the Lakers getting out of the play-in, Key.
They play defense, which defense matters, especially when the game slows down. They've been like a top defensive team since maybe March, April, And that's the recipe that got them a championship. Now, also with perimeter shooting alongside AD being the beast that we know he is, and then LeBron showing up, like that's the true, you know, method that will bring, you know, at least some wins. But if they play defense, if AD plays hard and LeBron does what he does, scores but also gets everyone else to play their highest level of basketball, they absolutely can win a game. Now, the question is, like, we haven't seen that consistently over the course of the entire season, but it seems like finally things have been breaking their way to the point where they feel like they have a chance.
Janae said, absolutely win a game. As if they're starving to death just to get out of their own way.
Yeah, I'm with you, Key. I think that the way you put it is right, and I've been thinking a similar thing, which is, let's forget about who plays what position. Let's just look at, because in the NBA, it doesn't mean as much as how good your best players are, whatever position they play, right? LeBron and KD. Now, let's table that for a second, right? I'm comparing the Lakers to the team that is the favorite to win the West. Devin Booker and AD, as you said, yes, that's a cancel out. That's like they're about, you know, you're going to say Devin Booker is more valuable than AD. You've seen the way AD's been playing. It's about the same. And the rest of the players on both teams role players.
Well, it is sort of kind of about the same, even though it was the bubble, right? In the biggest moment, let's just take the biggest moments in their careers. One guy showed up, although it was the bubble, whatever. AD played fabulous. We win a championship.
Yep.
The biggest moment for Booker, championship, no championship, didn't play great.
Didn't play well. You're right. But Booker, I think what people react to is people, if your star players are great shooters in addition to whatever else they do, it feels different. So Booker and KD can hit shots from anywhere. That's not LeBron and AD, so people feel different about it. But LeBron and AD bring size, and LeBron's still in big moments defense.
I argue with you, Max, when you say that LeBron can't hit a shot from
anywhere.
But not like KD. He's not a pure shooter like that.
Right.
But come on now, let's act like that's
no,
not.
Can,
that's,
I'm not. Okay.
I know, but the way that you put it out there, as if one guy is hitting, you know, 10 of 10, and the other guy is 1 of 10.
Well, that's when I said let's table that. Let's get back to it. LeBron versus KD. I think a lot of what's going on with the odds is people are saying, "Nah, at this point, KD is twice as good as anyone else."
That's not true though.
Right? I don't know if it is.
KD is arguably 1, 2, 3 in the NBA when healthy, whatever you want to call it. But he's not twice as good as LeBron James. So if anybody was to tell you that, they're losing their damn mind.
Well, we're going to find out. I think KD is
one. Well, we hope to find out.
Yeah, that's right. I think KD is clearly one when he's on the floor, but LeBron's got a chance right now to show otherwise, right? And that's what I mean. The people who are counting the Lakers out, Lakers could chip up. It's not likely, but
when
it's not impossible.
When was the last time in the playoffs we seen LeBron – when healthy, just look like a guy who shouldn't be on the floor?
The first game against the first series against Dallas in 2000,
was 30 years ago?
Yeah, it was 15 years ago. He didn't. Yeah. He was playing hot potato with the ball because it was Dwayne Wade's team and they didn't know how to work it out yet and all that.
And the reason I asked that question is because every time I've seen him in the brightest moments, he's done everything that you've asked him to do as a champion.
Yeah, I agree, people.
That's all.
Roy Jones, who at his peak was the best I've ever seen, had a song out once called Y'all Must Have Forgot. Like, LeBron needs to be his walk-up music right now. Y'all Must Have Forgot needs to be. I mean, people forget. We turn our attention to the other playing game tonight, Heat and Hawks. Can you win a championship? Can you win a championship if Trae Young is your best player? KJM.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Here's Butler. It's Howes up in the air. Shoot it. And one. Again, Jimmy Butler with the bucket and one. He is the master of that.
Trey in the lane. Floater by Trey is good, and he got fouled on the play. Out the basket. And a chance at a three-point play.
Didn't nobody pick us a win last year, so they're not going to pick us a win this year. Still don't get it done. In 10 years, y'all still not going to pick us. Still don't get it done.
That's ESPN Radio 92.9 The Game. Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. Our thoughts with Jay as he's going through the loss of his dear mother, you know, very close to his mom, Key, and obviously our thoughts are with Jay Will and his family right now. Mm-hmm. We miss you, brother. Get back soon, man. Key, the Hawks are considering trading superstar, well, can I call him a superstar? Star point guard, Trae Young. This is per report, okay? According to Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer, league sources have indicated the Hawks' ownership has given the front office approval to make some major changes, including potentially trading Trae Young. Here's the quote. With the offseason approaching, league sources say the Hawks' front office has the green light from ownership to do whatever it wants with the roster, which includes considering trade opportunities involving all-star point guard Trae Young, wrote O'Connor. Writes O'Connor. Can you win a championship is the real question. In a hard cap league, you always have to ask yourself, if we're going to give this guy the max contract, can we do that and still win a championship? Can we do that if that guy is our best player? What's the ceiling, Key, for a team with Trae Young as their best player?
Well, okay, so the way that you phrase that in a hard cap situation, can you win a championship with Trae Young as your best player, which essentially he's eating up a large portion of your funds? I think you can win a championship with him eating up a large portion, because if he – I'm just going to use round numbers. If he's getting 250 and somebody else is getting 200, doesn't mean because he gets 250 he's actually your best player. It just means that he's at a different level economically than that best player is. So if you pair him with, let's say, a healthy Anthony Davis and, I don't know, another guy that could play, that could really play, that made an all-star team or two, of course you can win a championship. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're asking him to be the guy, if you're asking him to be Steph Curry, probably not. Okay, if you're asking him to carry a team like AI did with the Sixers when they played the Lakers, probably not. But that doesn't mean if you put him with an all-star or two all-stars or two or an all-star and a half that he can't win a championship. I still think he could if you did it that way.
I agree. I think I mean, the NFL is a hard cap league. The NBA's cap just got a little harder, but it's not like the NFL. You absolutely can't go above this number because you have bird rights you can yeah. mess with. But Trae, I would say this, you're going to have two, at the most three max contracts on a team. And if you have three, that means your roster's probably not very deep. So figure two, right? If he's one of those two max deals, then I agree with what you're saying. A healthy AD plus
AD as an example.
Yeah, but like a big who can block and also shoot well enough and do a lot of things defensively and offensively, right? I would actually say if Trae Young is your best, because AD is better than Trae Young, if Trae Young is your best player, the answer is can you win a championship? I would say yes if there are two more players as good as him. In other words, he's tied for your best player with two other guys just as good as him, right?
That's what I said. That's what I said, an all-star and a half type guy. A guy that's a perennial all-star, then a guy that made one, lost two, made one, that sort of thing. I think you could.
If it all lines up just right.
Yeah, and when you talk about the depth of – when you say, okay, three max players and there's a lack of depth, well, now that falls on – coaching staff and scouting department to find a handful of those key kind of pieces. Now, look, LeBron James obviously is arguably one of the greatest to ever do it, depending on who you ask it. If you ask Max Kellerman, he's probably fifth, whatever.
Second,
okay, yeah.
It's pretty high.
And so,
I mean, it's pretty good. What do you want from me?
And so look at Cleveland's situation, right?
Yeah.
LeBron James, Kevin Love, and Kyrie Irving. they went on to win a championship, and they ate up a lot of that salary. And then look at the pieces around them that they had. I mean, they're guys, right? But they have LeBron James.
That's the thing. But LeBron James does a couple things. Not only is he better than all the other superstars, right?
But no, but also, I'm just talking about from a money standpoint.
Yeah, yeah, but think about it though. Now you got veterans who can still do certain things well, willing to, you know, they've made their money, they want a chip, they'll play for peanuts compared to what they can normally make because they get to play with LeBron.
But that's what happens. That's what happens with all teams that have max players. They get veteran guys to fill up the rest of the roster. Oh, they just want to sit on the bench and clap and.
But Key, there's a big difference between, like, you could have Trae Young and a couple other All-Stars and maybe you might be competitive. You don't have all the veterans in the league flocking there trying to work out a deal for less and all that stuff.
It depends on what that looks like and where he's at. That's all it depends. It just depends on.
You know where he's at in his contract?
Excuse me?
You know where he's at in his contract?
What, fifth year, sixth year? I don't know.
He's in the second year of a five.
Oh, you mean his new deal?
Yeah. 5 year, second year of a 5 year, 215. Ooh, you're spending a lot of money on Trae Young. He's on his third coach.
I'll take Trae, but that's not his fault.
Hmm?
Nah, come on, man.
Yeah.
That's not his fault.
Did he contribute a little bit?
A year ago when he took care of the Knicks and he had them rolling against the Sixers, and they got, was it Milwaukee that popped him? I think it was Milwaukee, if I remember. Trae Young was the chosen one. He was getting ready to take off to the next level.
Yeah, let me say what I like about Trae Young, okay? Remember, I thought it took Steph Curry a long time to be his normal self in the finals, right? When they needed him most. It took him a long time to get because he drew extra attention. They had to figure out a way to be the great Steph Curry and hit those incredible shots, which he now has.
What are you talking about, Max? The championship game that he lost against LeBron. He won.
He had never won Finals MVP until this last season.
Yeah, but stop, though, LeBron.
No, why stop? It is what it is.
Look at the numbers. I called you LeBron. Stop, Max.
Called me the second greatest basketball player.
Stop, though. I knew he was getting ready to do that as soon as I mentioned Steph Curry.
No, it's okay. But Steph is there now. But Steph is taller than Trae Young and normally a better player. What Trae Young showed early on is I'm looking at Steph, and even if I don't have his talent exactly, I'm going to play with the same kind of guts that he plays with. Like, I'm going to try this, see if I could do it. And he's done it at a really exceptional level considering his size, especially in the NBA. And he gives me the feeling of a guy who's not afraid to take and hit big shots when it matters most. But the fact of the matter is he's a small guy, even for a point guard. He does not have Steph's ability, not quite like that, even if he does have some of it.
You know why he doesn't have Steph's ability? Because Steph created it. You know why Kobe Bryant wasn't Michael Jordan, but close enough? Because Michael created it.
Yeah.
And so if there was no Steph Curry and Trae Young was doing what Trae Young was doing, you wouldn't even say that.
No, but then if Steph came along, we'd be like, oh, that's even better, right? Like,
oh, you wouldn't.
Steph shoots better, Key.
But you wouldn't. Your mind will not allow you to say that his stuff is better than Steph.
I would if it was.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
Yes,
no, you wouldn't.
You
would, because you would already.
No. Yes.
Your mind would already be conditioned for Trae Young, just like it's conditioned for Steph Curry. Now,
who says
Curry,
my mind would be conditioned by Trae Young?
Me, I do.
Who said that?
Me, the black man. That's who.
Which player has the chance to change the narrative about him in the playoffs? Key, flip the script.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Which player has a chance to change the narrative about them in the playoffs? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance. Key, I have a question for you.
And I have an answer for you.
We shall see. Because we were going back and forth, or as you like to say, backwards and forwards, at the end of the last segment. And you were saying, look, if Trae Young had come along first, it would have conditioned my mind to think that's the original. And I wouldn't be able to see that Steph can do things better. But that argument makes me think that what's implicit, what's underlying that argument seems to be that it's built on the premise that there is no objective better than, that it's all totally subjective. And I don't think I agree. No, I don't agree with that. I think there are some players who are better than other players or greater than other players in their era. I think objectively Steph is better than Trae Young. Now, the issue as to whether I'd be able to see that or not, were he to come first, is a different issue. But whether I could see it or you could see it or someone else could see it, then there's a truth of the matter to me. Like, the truth of the matter to me is that I think it really is true that Steph is better than Trae Young. I think that's objective.
I do, too. There's no question about that. My pushback is only the fact that one guy comes before, mm-hmm. and your mind is already conditioned. So you're what is it? 12 years in of watching Steph Curry do this. He created the half court shot. He created it. You know, so it's kind of like it's hard to duplicate that. It's like when you come in football and you see somebody consistently throw 80-yard bombs on strikes. And he's the greatest to ever do it. His arms are strong as anybody else's. And then when the next person comes, like, well, he's good, but he's still not this guy. And that's where we are. On top of that,
yeah,
he has an MVP. He's won championships, where Trae Young has been to the playoffs, and that's about it.
I want to say something about that real quick. Then we'll move along if you don't have any, or, you know, if you don't want to respond.
No, I don't have a rebuttal, sir.
So, I think that a good way to check yourself with this stuff, because if you just want to use the word better, athletes are getting better all the time because they're building on what came before them, right? So, but if you say greater, meaning who really, that's really what we mean, I think, like who dominated in their time the best, and then you figure out how good was their time and everything. I think you need to check yourself on all your lists and stuff. Do you have a sprinkling of people from various eras? If all your people that you think are the greatest ever come from the same 10-year period, you're probably being biased based on what you saw, right? But I do think that when someone comes along that I just think is greater or better, I'll say it. You know, I think Tom Brady proved that he's the greatest quarterback of all time. I grew up watching Joe Montana, right? And I think there's a case for Montana. I think because of Brady's longevity, there's a better case for him. I think Sugar Ray Robinson's the greatest fighter of all time. He came along in the 40s, right?
Like, I wasn't around.
Exactly. I get it. I think that if you ask me in any sport, if you don't notice that it's a sprinkling of people from different eras, you're probably right that the person is being biased. But I don't feel like I do that. And Steph's just better than Trae. I don't care when they come along. He's better. Now, if Trae Young wins some championships and balls out, MVP of the finals, we can revisit it. But at this point, Steph is bigger. He not only invented it, he shoots it better. He's just better to me.
Okay. I said I didn't have a rebuttal.
Elvis in Boston might. What's up, Elvis?
Hey, fellas. How you doing? Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Keyshawn, Matt. Listen, Matt, stop looking Keyshawn in the eye, telling them you can't look at Trey. And compare them both. Like, come on, man. That's not even a comparison for right now because Steph Curry is a transitional player. Like, he invented the three-point line from half court. So now from the rest of our life, all we're going to look at is Trae Young. We're going to compare everybody to Steph Curry. So that's a dead issue. Now, what I want to move forward is this. The only way Trae Young can win a championship, right, i.e. if he gets a port forward, which is, for example, a Giannis, maybe a Joker, right? Maybe Draymond leaves and goes to Atlanta, right? We need a point forward that can run the rock, so he can start learning like what Steph does. He's pretty good at it, getting open off the off-ball screen. That's how he get open. But if you don't have a .4, 6'11", that can run the ball, can handle the ball, and is a dog as well with a couple of shooters that can spread around him, Trae Young will never win nothing. The good thing is he's in Atlanta, and you can probably get some people to come to him. But I don't know. Just like Keyshawn, the same thing would happen with Baltimore and Odell Beckham and all this, and two quarterbacks that know each other, that are players. There's players behind enemy lines in Atlanta. Trae might be calling and saying, hey, man, y'all come down here and play with me. I need a .4. But he needs a Draymond. He needs a Joker. He needs one of them to win a championship. Otherwise, he won't win the championship at all. He'll remind me when his contract come up that he's going to be like an Isaiah Thomas. They ain't going to want to pay him no money. Now, Isaiah got hurt. He didn't get paid for that with
Boston. You're talking about the next Isaiah. Okay.
You
just fade Elvis out. Listen, hold on. Gates. Fade him. Fade him out like at the end of a song. Oh, my God. It just kept going. Just fade him nice. It's like the end of a song, right, Key? You just fade him right. Still going.
It's like an interlude.
It's unbelievable.
Hey, Elvis was going right there. Look, first of all, nobody's giving up a Giannis. It's just not, you got to draft Giannis. You got to draft that dude. In my prediction, he ain't never leaving Milwaukee. That's just my prediction.
Maybe not, but
dude's win a championship there. It's come on, man. He's getting ready to probably fight to win another one, and probably could win another one very soon here. So why would you leave? You win a championship after championship. You got the key to this town, the city. Like, there's nothing there. In terms of, like, Draymond, I mean, yeah, Draymond cool, but that ain't – I don't think that Trae Young getting a Draymond Green is going to win a championship.
Elvis made everyone's point. We had like five people on the line. He's just going to keep going until he made all the points for all five people. Here's the question. Which player can flip the script? Who can change the narrative about their careers most in these playoffs? Is it someone like, say, James Harden? If he wins a championship, because he's the guy who's got to get Embiid the ball. I know Tyrese Maxey and everything, but what if James Harden balls out of control and they win a championship? Could you imagine the guy, he can't win under pressure, what we think? What if Russell Westbrook leads the Clippers of all teams to a championship? How would we think about him? How about a guy like Kevin Durant? What if he folds to the Warriors? I'm saying change the narrative, good or bad, right? Who has a chance to change? But then again, what if KD slays the Warriors and it's like, I can't win without Steph? Watch this.
When you say James Harden, because there's three guys on that team, a coach and two players, mm-hmm. that's under tremendous stress. I don't want to say pressure. Stress to win a championship.
And beat Harden and Doc.
Yeah, so it's like his is not the long ranger. So when you say the Phoenix Suns, CP3, he's not under pressure to win one. It would be great for us as fans to see him do it. He's at the end of the road, and he's not the main guy, and no pressure under Booker because he's still a teenager. So KD is a little bit of pressure because he hadn't done it without the Golden State Warriors. So when you start to look at it, like for me, I look at the Joker in Denver, right? Last time we saw him in a situation that made sense, he didn't play so well in the bubble.
That's a great choice.
In the playoffs. He's winning MVPs. He's always in the MVP conversation. And to me, MVPs, you supposed, unless you're like a Westbrook that just, just doing it all by yourself as a long ranger, doesn't have anything. When you're an MVP of a league, man, your team's supposed to be at the top damn near every year.
So Jokic has – Jokic.
And I'm talking about the top in the playoffs, not the regular season record.
Jokic is an example that Key gave just now of the player who can – flip that, who can change the narrative
Absolutely.
About him the most in these upcoming playoffs. What do you think? I'll give you my answer on the other side of this. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, KJM.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Key, you said the Joker is the guy who could most change the narrative about him in these playoffs.
Well, yeah, because if you win in championships, people think of you differently. You winning MVPs but not winning championships, people think of you differently.
I think that's a great point. If he adds a championship to what he just did with the back-to-back MVPs, he starts shooting up not just the contemporary, all-time list, back-to-back MVPs plus a chip.
Think about prior to Giannis winning the championship. It was questions about what he
wall
really
up
was.
Against Giannis, and he can't get it done.
Yeah, and then he has a hyperextension on the knee, and then there's the storyline. And all of a sudden, oh my God, he comes back, he gives him 50. Oh, he's gonna win. Oh, he wins it. Oh, it's over. And now all of a sudden, Giannis is at a different level.
50 piece in the deciding game. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. So,
how about this guy? Hold on. How about this guy, Ja Morant? Think of how it's going for Ja for a second. I know, well, the narrative's not that he can't play. It's that he's getting into trouble. But this, especially in the United States of America, boy, we reward winning differently. It erases the sins, right? It amplifies anything good about you.
United States of America.
What's that? Yeah, come on, man. So, Key, if Ja Morant were to win finals MVP this season, that whole thing about, oh, now he can't be the face of the league. Oh, yeah? Could you imagine what that's going to look like if he wins above the rim, looking like Michael Jordan?
It would help his case to become one of the guys that the league looks for in two. It would certainly help
Trouble
his case.
Trouble would be old news. That would be old news.
It might be, but you know how it is, man. That stain is there till they get rid of it.
Melty in Philly loves him some cheesesteaks. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, what's up, Melty?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning.
I mean, you get cheesesteaks from Subway. I keep telling y'all that.
No, stop it, Key. Stop it.
Hey, look, my whole name is Melty Cheesy. Melty Cheesy.
See? Look, how'd I see that one coming? Go ahead, Melty.
All right. I think Embiid will be the MVP. He can change the narrative for everything because he work hard and play harder. We've been doing that for the last 10, 15 games. Where Jokic been?
Yeah, what I would say, though, if he gets the MVP, it ratchets things up for him. If he doesn't get the MVP, it's like, man, I feel bad for him. He needs to win a championship. But if he gets the MVP, which he is going to get, now all of a sudden that thing is like, well, you're the MVP now. You got that. You were begging and pleading your case over the last couple of years to get it. You finally got it. Now what you getting ready to do? Now it pushes that narrative up a little bit for him, in my opinion, Max.
I agree. King and Penn, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, I think personally, honestly, if Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics, they can change the narrative.
I think, by the way, you got to turn down the radio. Listen on your phone. I agree. Even though the narrative is not exactly, you know, the ink is not even all the way down, let alone drying on the Tatum narrative, because he's very young. But he's right, insofar as there is one right now, Key, it's that he was great, and then in the finals he wasn't good.
He just needs to play. He needs to play exceptional in the playoffs. That's all, in my opinion.
Agreed.
Because he's so young, and he'll still have some opportunities. He just has to play well. I've seen this movie before where guy makes it and then all of a sudden he doesn't play well. And LeBron James.
He's
LeBron
24, James, 25, no big deal.
LeBron James against the Dallas Mavericks. He didn't play well and everybody's like, ah, LeBron, he's hyped, this, that, and the other. Even though he had taken Cleveland as a 12-year-old to the championship, they lost. But then he goes with the Miami Heat to the championship. They lose to Dallas. Now there's question marks and scratching the head. And it's like, well, hold on, man. He's a youth right now.
Yeah.
Let him grow, and I think that's where you're at with Tatum.
I agree. When a guy is that young, you get extra points for getting to the finals, yes. not diminished for not balling out once you get there. Now, eyebrows are raised like, oh, wait a minute, what happened to you in the finals, right?
That's why I say he just needs to play exceptional in the playoffs. Just play. Absolutely. If you lose, but play lights out.
Now, Yates, who is it you want to talk about?
So Yates, what about Don Mitchell? How y'all feel about that?
Donovan Mitchell, I think, is also a young player who, unlike Tatum, is short and not on a team that is expected to make a deep run.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know that he has a bad reputation. I mean, like, it was him and Jamal Murray, right, who were going – wasn't that Donovan? Yeah, Donovan Mitchell went bananas
in the
bubble.
Yeah, they were 45 and 50 or whatever those numbers were.
Crazy.
The one guy in all of this, and it took me a minute to kind of get to it and get a feel for it, is Westbrook.
Key?
Westbrook could change a lot because he's an important piece. He's not just a guy on the team. Since he's gone to the Clippers, he's really – I don't know what the hell the Lakers were doing with him, right? I mean, it's just – it was different. But since he's been with the Clippers, you're like, okay, well, this dude looked like he did – it looked like he done figured out a fountain of youth.
Well, the difference is the Lakers have a point forward in LeBron who needs the ball. The Clippers were trying to make Kawhi into a point forward, which he can do, but it's not really him. They needed a spark a ball handling spark plug, right? And they got it now. And the issue with confidence. No question. The issue with Westbrook to me is this: absolutely, he has. You could argue he is the guy who can change the narrative more than anyone else because he goes from he just wasn't a winning player. He was a maniac, right? Like he played timeout. Dude won a championship. And as I keep saying, as the years go by and memory fades of what the contemporary audience thought of him as a maniac and all this, people will look at the stats and go, he averaged a triple-double for three consecutive seasons.
He was a ball hawk.
And he won a championship. But see, the championship erases all the other – because people will just remember that. It's a champion when he was still good for a team that could never win a championship, right?
Yeah, and the first thing they say is, oh, he's a ball hawk. But now – this is how the world works, man, in the narratives and everything changes. The what-if game. You know how I like to do that. What if he wins the championship and also wins the finals MVP?
Ooh. Oh, that there would be no greater flip.
You
script
think he
flip
was dressing weird 5 years ago? What if he wins the championship?
He's gonna come on with a space helmet or something.
Oh man! Yeah. And I want see What's that's he the, he's the type of guy that I root for.
Gonna look like win a he belongs in the Mandalorian if he wins the championship.
Yeah, I want him to win a championship. Like he's that's my dude. I want him to win a championship
for sure. For sure, he doesn't deserve what's going to happen if he never does. But if he does, it's going to change everything. NFL teams asking the Cardinals about the number 3 pick in the draft. By the way, this is a no-brainer for Arizona, right? Right? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.